Suppose a man was plowing and he wanted to make the team turn. How would he make them turn? What word would he use? Did he say right or left?
Gee or haw. Haw. That used to be characteristic way back. Mm-hmm. Where they drive with one line, you know, on that horse. Gee, you just throw the line, gee or haw.
Mm-hmm.
Gee was right and haw was left.
Okay. And the call you'd make to horses to get them in from the pasture? Any special call you'd make?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Something like that.
Where you come.
And they come, too.
Well, that's what we want to know.
One of the best things I found out was when I went out to pasture to get horses, always have an oven and corn in the pocket.
Oh.
They'd always look for something.
Yeah. You know,
tricks and all trades.
Sure. Now, the call you make to a horse to make him start would be what?
Get up. Sometimes they don't make him go, though. I've had them where they refuse to go.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Now, if you want to make the horse stop, how would you?
Whoa.
And call the pigs when feeding, when you feed them. Right? How would you call the pigs?
Whoa! Whoa! I don't know how you write it down. Fell a mile south here. Years ago, I could hear him call his dogs. In the morning, it was clear.
They call the sheep. Do you ever have sheep? How would you call the sheep?
Come sheep, that's all I know. I had a few.
Mm-hmm. And to call the chickens when it's feeding time.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. I only had 599 lambs at one time.
Now, the things you put your feet in when you're riding a horse, if you have
stirrups.
And do you ever talk about the nigh horse or the near horse?
Left side. It's the left side.
Would you have used that, the nigh horse?
No, it's on the left side. Sometimes you're working too long on one side and don't change them around, they don't work right.
No.
Kind of fussy.
Mm-hmm. If somebody doesn't live very far away, you might say it's just a little...
little ways away.
If he does live, good...
quite a ways away.
Okay.
Or a good many miles. Of course, good many miles on a lot of us now when the roads are good.
No. You can find weeds almost
anywhere. Crop that never fails.
In my yard, for sure. A place where the plow has been in the ground that leaves a
furrow. If you the plow over there, a furrow.
And you might admire the wheat and you say, it looks like you're going to have a good
crop. Or good yield, either one.
Okay. Now, if you cut the trees down, you might say the land has been
cleared. Aye, there's a lot of that done.
Yeah.
Hide them over the bulldozer and burn them.
Oh. Now, if you cut hay and it grows up again, and you cut it again, you call it the what? The
second crop.
And what unit of wheat do you have? If you get wheat, you put it in a what? You know, a unit of some sort.
Bushel basket. Or a container.
But before you.
Oh, in a bundle?
Yeah, that's
yeah. Right.
You call it a bundle.
Yeah.
Not a sheaf.
No.
Okay.
And
if you had after you processed it, whatever you do, you might say in terms of measures. Then I have 40
bushels.
Sorry, again. I'm
40
sorry.
Bushels.
Okay. Now the corn, when you, what kind of unit do you put it in?
A corn crib.
Like you said, wheat was in a bundle. Corn would be in a...
one in a wagon or a load.
Uh-huh, but the stalks or whatever it is in the
field.
Oh,
corn stalks, yeah.